Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
In 1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. Travelers are expected to fill Wisconsin roads and airports in record numbers this Thanksgiving holiday, according to AAA Wisconsin officials. Nearly 1.6 million Wisconsinites will leave home this holiday week, an all-time high, as numbers continue to rebound after the COVID-19 pandemic. Nationally, AAA officials expect more than 8 million people to travel, the most since 2019. If turkey makes you tired, there's action on TV. Here's Civic Media's Terry Barr.
A tradition continues with an expanded football schedule this holiday weekend, including games on Black Friday. Football and Thanksgiving have been served up together for more than 140 years, the first featuring college teams, Yale and Princeton. The NFL took over the holiday games in 1920. By the 1930s, Detroit became the regular host to these yearly games. This year, Green Bay hosts the Miami Dolphins at Lambeau Field on Thanksgiving night. So far, the Packers' record during these holiday matchups, 15 wins, 20 losses, and 2 ties. I'm Terry Barr.
Millions of Americans will spend Thanksgiving with relatives for the first time since the election who may be on the other side of the political divide. Experts have some advice. Emma Nadler is a therapist, speaker, and author of the book, The Unlikely Village of Eden. She suggests that people consider what their overall goal is for the gathering and the relationships and respond accordingly.
When you feel yourself getting angry, frustrated, take a few seconds to consider, how do I honor my purpose here?
The group Braver Angels promotes civil political discussions. Find out where the other person is coming from. Try to not put them on the defensive and look for common ground. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Packers football tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers playing on Thanksgiving, a tradition that dates back to the 1920s. They host the Dolphins, who feature two of the fastest wide receivers, Tariq Hill, Jalen Waddle, led by quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley.
I mean, you'll see him throw the ball down the field and hit some big plays, but then you'll see a lot of catch and run. We're in rhythm. He's throwing the ball, and it's not just the receivers, it's the backs too, you know, creating some mismatches, getting the ball in space, and letting their guys kind of catch and run. So they do a really good job with that.
College football, the Badgers host the Minnesota Gophers tomorrow at 11 a.m. Luke Fickell says he won't bring in a special speaker to explain the tradition of playing for the Paul Bunyan Axe.
I'm not a guy that brings in people to speak. You know, I mean, we've got guys within this program. We've got guys that it's meant the world to them. They've bled it. There's a lot of guys that are new here that if they don't understand, shame on them, because we talked about it in fall camp. We talked about it in spring football.
That's head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Great travel weather for the holiday weekend, but it is going to be cold today. Mostly cloudy. A few flurries this afternoon with a high of only 25 today. Tonight, breezy 13. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy high of 20. And we're going to keep it that way. Partly cloudy in the low 20s right on through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Matt Rothschild is going to be sitting in the big chair to break down all the news with analysis and humor. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Thank you for tuning into the Earl Ingram Show on Thanksgiving. This hour of our special Best Of edition will feature some of my favorite segments from In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can follow us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. How are you?
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Yeah, you know, the drive in, it was really not that bad, but I looked out the window before we went live and it's coming down fast.
And man, it's accumulating, man. It really is, man. You know, and I was, you know, listening to the news last night and this morning, and they were talking, and they said here in Racine, you know, the snow would start, you know, after the show. But it's, man, it's coming down pretty aggressively, and they were talking 2 to 4 inches. You know, it looks like it could be a lot worse than that, man.
Yeah, it definitely could be. Good thing it's not too cold, and it's supposed to switch to rain at noon, so.
Yeah, yeah. All right, but it's Thursday, and that means the one and only Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. We are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Aaron. I'm doing great. How are you?
How is the weather?
It's beautiful. I was going to the pharmacy, and I had to park on the side of the road. It's just cats and dogs.
You mean snow?
Yes, first day.
Cats and dogs, snow?
Yeah, yeah. My kids yesterday were telling me that we need to get the winter gear, and I was like, the weather doesn't look that bad.
Yeah, you really do need the winter gear. As I got up this morning, I left my car out, and I didn't have the... You know, Calvin, what is the thing you use to brush the car off? I forgot what it's called.
An ice scraper?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't have that. I didn't need the ice scraper, but I certainly needed to brush the snow off. And, you know, that's somewhere. I got to find all that stuff. It seems like, Omar, the children are right. It's time to start digging that out.
Yeah, you start to feel the cold air creeping into your lungs. And I kind of, with a pharmacist instinct, I kind of get to see the colds that are going to come to the pharmacy today asking about like cold and flu symptoms and feeling cold. And there is like a myth that if you are, if it's cold weather, you can get cold and flu. And the reality of thing, it's about the people get to be in closed places more. So the transmission of the cold and flu and influenza get to be more. So it is time to stock up on the zinc and vitamin C and N-acetylcysteine, the combo of supplements and vitamins that we have to take every day for our resilient immune system response. Like, we don't have to just focus on the getting NyQuil and DayQuil and things that are going to be helpful when we get the cold and flu symptoms, we have to be prepared, preparing our immune system to fight this regular kind of combat of attack of different viruses and bacteria through the winter. So I make it part of my daily regime. If I'm taking a medication for a health condition like blood pressure or high blood pressure or diabetes, I make it also taking every day the clinical doses of vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, N-acetylcysteine, vitamin A, and I try to group them into one or two supplements. So we have something called Wellmune at Willtopia. Taking two capsules of those every day gives you all of those at the clinical doses. And by that, I mean enough to do an effect, enough to help and support. And taking this all winter, like we've been doing this regime with several of our patients, and they come back and they say, we through the winter, we didn't have any problems. We were not sick. And or if we are sick, we're sick for 1 or 2 days, and then our bodies are able to fight and come back and just kind of have a normal day. So please do not underestimate the importance of the zinc and vitamin C and those things that we hear about since we were very young. These work, and the body uses them to support and do the what we say an inflammatory response that is acceptable, that just comes out in order to fight the infection, and then the body comes back to normal homeostasis, which is the balance in the body between different systems.
You know, Dr. Omar, Tony says, I've been saying this for years, pharmacists are some of the smartest, most underutilized people in medicine. For full disclosure, I'm married to a pharmacist. So you know, I'm not married to a pharmacist, Tony, but I concur. I've said it from the onset. You know, this is my favorite hour of the week with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, and I have put, you know, the health of my family in his capable hands. And ever since I've been listening to Dr. Omar and following, you know, the precepts that he gives, I'm good. I'm not fearful of the cold weather. I'm not fearful of those things because I've been preparing and taking the right supplements and things as we lead up to this kind of weather. You know, to do it the other way around and wait until you get sick, you know, is a lot more difficult to overcome those illnesses as we age, Dr. Omar, and a lot more dangerous. Is it safe to say that?
I think it's safe to say that, Earl. I'm just remembering when I was very young and my mother was helping me to decide to be a pharmacist. And my mother brainwashed me since I was like in the fifth grade that I'm going to grow up to be a pharmacist. And I remember she used to tell me, I want you to be a pharmacist because you're going to have the knowledge and you're going to be the most exposed to people that need help that may be underestimated in what they feel or want, or maybe they don't want to go to the doctor, and you're going to encourage them to go to the doctor. You're going to connect them with the healthcare that they need. And at the same time, you're going to be having the clinical knowledge and you're going to be in business as well. So I had this since I was very young that we have to always find out-of-the-box ideas to support our community. When it comes to being ready and knowing that something might come out and attack us in terms of a virus or a bacteria or something happens, yeah, it's the smartest way to live, because we're not going to just stay at home and not go out and about and see our families and children and then touch them and then hug people and just live our life. We just want to make sure that if we have a problem, if we get challenged by an infection, we are ready. And also, one of the underestimated causes of cardiovascular problems, Earl, are infections. like to have a bacterial infection or a viral infection, this can be detrimental for a cardiovascular event like high blood pressure or high cholesterol, or even getting a stroke or a heart attack. Happens, and we see it in the doctors see it in the hospitals all day long. So never underestimate an infection that you get, and always be ready.
If you are just joining us, you are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. He's the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thiensville. Dr. Omar, I have to say this, and, you know, people have a right. You know, we've got John F. Kennedy Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is looking like for all the world he's going to be given a position by the Trump administration that he's just not qualified for. He's not a medical doctor. He does not have the titles and the research necessary to be put in a position as critically important as the one that Donald Trump is pushing him to lead. And here's a guy who doesn't believe in many instances in vaccinations. And I want to say to you, Dr. Omar, I'm reading and noticing an epidemic in whooping cough. And I have to say this, I remember as a young boy, whooping cough was something that was around and people were worried about, and they came over with a vaccine and whooping cough disappeared. Listen, people have a right to not be vaccinated in this society. You have a right to not have your children vaccinated in this society. But I don't think you have a right to not have your children vaccinated or you not be vaccinated and you impact, you know, all sorts of other people. I just don't think that that's the way it should work. Dr. Omar, you say what?
I want to say that it's very sad that we see disease and viruses and things that have been eradicated and we didn't see or hear about in the past are coming back. Whooping cough has been caused by pertussis. It's very highly contagious respiratory disease caused by Bordetella pertussis. And the children are taking it in a series of 5 doses, okay? DTaP vaccine. And then the adults take it every 10 years, the Tdap, so it's a different name for it. And it contains the pertussis vaccine. And when people were taking the vaccines as planned, as expected, we didn't hear about it at all. No. I'm not talking about just in America. I'm talking about everywhere in the developing countries. But now it's coming back. In Australia, 41 cases last year. In America, the numbers have tripled from the previous year. So I'm just worried about the funding for the vaccines and the funding for marketing for the vaccines, that there was no question about its importance and its effectiveness. And the choices of Mr. Donald Trump are very, like, he chooses family and friends and money, and that's a challenge.
You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. We're going to continue this conversation in addition to lipids and what that is. You're tuned in to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on The Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time, lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, a professor emeritus of democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Thank you for tuning in to the Thanksgiving Best of the Earl Ingram Show. In this segment, Earl continues his discussion with Dr. Omar over their fears for the future of vaccine availability.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done
all right, you are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you?
People can always call at 262-429-9429 or go to the website wiltopiarx.com and send me a message.
Calvin, and how can people follow up if they need to get some information?
Yeah, you can always watch a replay of the live stream on YouTube, Civic Media's YouTube page. And you can always find the archives of our shows at civicmedia.us/shows or on Spotify or wherever else you get your podcast.
You know, Dr. Omar, whooping cough. And yeah, the fact that, again, this was something that was basically eradicated. Yeah. You know, maybe it might be something, Dr. Omar, that, you know, we wouldn't be. It's amazing to me because it's not just whooping cough. It's a lot of other of these illnesses that were eradicated that are starting to come back. And we know why they're starting to come back is because people have decided to forego the vaccinations. You know, it's one of those things, pay me now or pay me later. Right? I mean,
pay me later. I like the analogy. Yeah, it makes sense. It just makes a lot of sense. And it's just simple science. And this is the science of the vaccines is very complex. And it started from the age and the era where millions of people were dying. And then we need to the challenge of the vaccine is that we are creating medicine for people who are actually healthy. So the safety profile is very high, and the challenge is adverse events are very low, but misinformation is huge. And if there are information about one vaccine that is kind of, people are like, one vaccine is politicized, doesn't mean that every vaccine is. So I can see where the problem is. I want to give you an example of my wife, who has her immune system is not as strong as everybody, and every winter she takes many supplements, but she gets cold and flu, and she stays at home for a week every time she gets cold and flu. But when we started to giving her the vaccine, and she's taking care of herself, she exercises, she takes her supplements, she doesn't get influenza. So it is kind of, you have to look at the community and to yourself, and you have to understand that what worked for someone else is not necessarily going to work with you, and you have to follow your doctor's advice, you have to follow the science and validate this science, and understand that the vaccines that are provided, that have been traditional vaccines available for long years, these millions of people have taken, and there was no problem. On the contrary, they were protecting the community from serious disease, like whooping cough. When it comes back, it just makes me feel like, okay, so it's not coming back in Panama or Egypt or a developing country. No, it's coming back in Australia, in USA, and it's just the challenge is the future doesn't hold a lot of funding for the research on the vaccines early. So I'm worried that Medicare and Medicaid are not going to have enough funding for the for those crucial vaccines. I am worried that even the marketing and the marketing segments to talk about the importance of these basic vaccines are not going to be as strong. So we have to fight for the good science and the good information for people.
You know, Dr. Omar, and so for those of you who are listening, any other questions that you have are welcome. Dr. Omar will answer any of them. So don't feel like this is the only thing that we can discuss today. But I clearly, Dr. Omar, you know, the holidays have snuck up on us. We're going to be forced back inside. And maybe we haven't prepared ourselves. Maybe this came, you know, we've been able to move around outside. It's been in the 50s. And so we haven't had to, you know, be locked inside. But that time is arriving swiftly. And So all it takes is one person who has contracted this, especially children, and a room full of others who have not been vaccinated themselves, and you got an epidemic in your own family.
Yeah, it's challenging. So I am just telling and warning my customers and patients, be prepared, support your immune system. And if you feel like there is so many people around, you do not need to hug them. You do not need to hug everybody. Let's just shake hands and then wash our hands, you know.
So we're gonna talk about lipids, the definition of what lipids are, how critically important they are. And, you know, we don't sit around, the average person, talking about lipids. Hey, Calvin, how many times have you had a conversation about lipids?
Probably never.
So, but guys like Dr. Omar and doctors do, and we're going to find out more about it. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matinee on Air.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. All over the country, there will inevitably be political conversation over the Thanksgiving dinner table. And for lots of families, there are people on both sides of the aisle, making it a tense situation. Therapist Emma Nadler said if the conversation takes a turn, take a long pause, maybe pitch in with the dishes, or take a walk, rather than let things get too contentious.
Anyone can say and do things they regret, and it takes at least 20 minutes of non-activating conversation to get back to your baseline regulation.
Some families may choose to discuss the tone of the holiday ahead of time, trying to set some ground rules. If you enjoy mashed potatoes and green bean casserole this holiday, you're not alone, but a new survey includes some other food surprises. Here's Civic Media's Terry Barr.
A new survey is revealing some interesting things about the food you may be sharing this Thanksgiving holiday weekend. It includes the calories you'll consume. The Harris poll shows most of you say there's almost always turkey, cranberries, and pumpkin pie. But the survey indicates 65% don't even like some of these holiday dishes, yet you'll eat it because it's tradition. One result which may not be surprising: the average number of calories consumed during your holiday dinner. It's around 4,500. That's about twice the daily calories suggested by any health expert. I'm Terry Barr.
The holiday travel season begins this week, and you can expect roads and airports to be crowded for Thanksgiving. In Wisconsin, a record number of people are expected to fly or drive for Thanksgiving. Good news, though, for areas with road construction. Wisconsin DOT said road work will stop at noon on Wednesday and resume on December 2nd. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glicken Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Great travel weather for the holiday weekend, but it is going to be cold today. Mostly cloudy. A few flurries this afternoon with a high of only 25 today. Tonight, breezy 13. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy high of 20. And we're going to keep it that way. Partly cloudy in the low 20s, right on through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we get a sneak peek at the Hawktua Girls new reality show. And I welcome Discover Wisconsin host Andrea Belke and from National Lampoon, Jamie Kaler and Jeff Tully.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Thank you for tuning into the Earl Ingram Show on Thanksgiving. This hour of our special Best Of edition will feature some of my favorite segments from In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar. Welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. So, you know, and we can talk, discuss anything that you want to anytime we're here. So, Calvin, if something that we're discussing, people can't catch it right away, how can they get this information?
Yeah, you can always find a replay of the live stream on YouTube or Facebook. And then you can also find the podcast upload on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever else you get your podcast, or civicmedia.us/shows.
Thank you. And Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you?
People can call at the pharmacy 262-429-9429. Or they can just send an email to Wiltopia at wiltopiarx.com. And we're just very happy if every time someone calls at the pharmacy. You don't stay and hold for a long time. We take care of you right away.
Right, and you do consultations.
Consultation is the top thing that Wiltopia is known for, because we want to make sure that you get your personalized care that you deserve. It's not like one... not everything works for everybody, so we believe in that soul and heart.
So the discussion today, you know, is right now we're dealing with stress, and I mentioned right before the break, how to live a long and fulfilling life as one ages. Managing stress is part of that regime. Is it safe to say that, doctor?
It's a big part of it. So I like to just kind of visualize the situation. I start with picking up the question of I have problems sleeping, and then I see that stress levels are very high. So I start from better sleep. If you did everything you can to sleep better, then, and you also took melatonin, which you can find over the counter, you can ask the pharmacist about L-theanine products, adaptogens to help you to sleep. And the nice thing about these herbs also that I use it in other products to support. So the supplement would have something like L-theanine, would have another calming molecule called the GABA. So I put them together in a supplement that's taken as a squirt of liquid in the mouth before going to sleep. And the GABA and L-theanine, they help to switch off the brain, relax, and sleep. And
Where do I get that? I really need that. But go ahead.
Yeah. It's available at Wiltopia. It's called L-theanine GABA product. And it's a liquid that you just, it absorbs very fast. So within half an hour, you feel sleepy, you want to go to bed, and the nice thing is like you have deeper sleep. And we have measured that through using the wearable devices. So patients would come back and tell me I slept deeper an extra 50 minutes last night, and I see that it works. So deeper sleep, and the nice thing, there is no groggy feeling in the morning, minimum side effect profile.
And if you sleep better, the next morning is going to be better. Other patients would come and would complain from overwhelming stress at night because they are used to watching the news before they go to bed, or because they just do those phone calls that upset them. So we try to give them things to calm the brain and calm the body before going to bed and be able to have what we call the stress endurance. And that's another supplement that's called phosphatidylserine. So there is the vast majority of tools in our toolbox when it comes to functional medicine and compounding different things. You come with a question and then maybe I give you a recommendation or maybe I do some testing. Because as I told you earlier, when you wake up in the morning, it's expected your cortisol levels will be the highest. So the lion can chase you and you can run from the lion, do what you have to do through the day. And then it's a day kind of, you know, calms down. Many people don't have that. Many people would have low cortisol, low cortisol, low cortisol, because for years they have been pushing, pushing, pushing. So we give adaptogens that are excitatory in the morning that push them to produce more cortisol, and we give them the adrenal gland itself to help them with energy in the morning, and then we help them in the evening to get calming adaptogens, like what we say ashwagandha. And I think many people would hear about ashwagandha and they would say we want to learn more about it. So it's an adaptogen that we use on a daily basis to help with managing stress. So there is a term that's called HPA axis dysfunction, hypothalamus pituitary gland. And these are components of the stress management system in the body between the gland above the kidney, adrenal gland above the kidney, and the pituitary gland in the brain. So there is communication between your body and your brain. And these communications are happening very fast. And catching them when it happens is hard. And that's why we talked several weeks ago about breathing exercise, better food, eating breakfast, supporting the body with nutrients we need. And then we look at the herbs that we need, like calming herbs, or sometimes we need things to give us more energy. And my recommendation is not to jump on something that comes in the ads to buy right away, because some of those herbs are not suitable for you to use in your, if you're tired, you can't take something that make you more kind of tired, you know, because it can happen that we take the wrong herb and they can be a little bit more complex. So that's why consultation, asking a question is going to be a good thing.
You know, Dr. Omar, you're always, you know, learning, forever learning and moving around, and people should take advantage of this time in our history where these types of studies and science, scientific research is taking place, because in my parents' generation, this did not exist. And so the only way that they could deal with the same things that you are talking about that we are dealing with today was go to a doctor and get some medication. And that was the way it was handled. Is it safe to say that?
It was always easier to go to a pharmacist to ask a question. And we remember the mighty Dr. Carter and what he was doing and how he transformed his community. The access to the doctors, of course, it was much easier in the past, but it's always easier to go to a pharmacy and check with them if there's high blood pressure, or if there's like, I need something now, or I can kind of hold them flu. But of course, it became much harder now. You don't know your pharmacist anymore. Every time you go to the store, you find someone different, and they are always hiding behind us. We are hiding behind the screens trying to protect the patient's safety and making sure that the patient is getting the right medication because of the amount of work that we have to do. So we go to the internet and we ask questions, and many times it's not the answer for me, or I try something and it doesn't work and I lose hope in trying the whole adaptogen. Oh man, you just telling me about adaptogens. I tried that ginseng and it didn't work. It made me on fire. It made me more excited. And just a fun fact that ginseng is a great adaptogen. It's not just to help with sexual performance. It's a great adaptogen. But women after 50 years old, if they take ginseng, it will make them kind of more anxious. All right. So what do I take? This is a good question. And that's why like we try to shed light on some of the things that we wanted as general knowledge and just give more insights that if you've been having problems of feeling tired every single day and you did everything you can to improve that energy and it didn't happen, it's good to get some personalized approach, ask more questions. Wiltopia and myself, I am freeing my time to meet with customers. It doesn't have to be paid, but you can always call and ask a question. And I train my team as well. And there is other pharmacies and health stores across the country that try to offer these services as well. But anyway, when you find the opportunity, seize the opportunity.
If you're just joining us, you're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mech 1 Thiensville. We're talking about stress. You know, Dr. Omar, I was looking at some of these effective stress management techniques. Let me run down a few and get your input on them. Meditation.
Meditation. Oh, my God. Meditation is wonderful to help support the vagus nerve and help to manage stress. And statistics, studies, every conference that I go to, meditation gets to be part of how to manage stress. And if you do it just regularly, 5 minutes, 10 minutes a day, blood pressure goes down, heartbeat goes down, ability to control your world is better. Some people can do different forms of meditation. Excellent way. It can be as good as a medication that you take. The key to meditation is to do it on a regular basis.
Progressive muscle relaxation.
Oh, my God. I would love that. You know, progressive muscle. Oh, because it's physiological. It helps to release the stress that comes from the muscles, relieve this tension. Yesterday, I had a chiropractor friend that I see every few months. He walked in and told me, can you come to the consultation room? And then he kept on working with me some muscle relaxation techniques that he has. And I was like, how did you know that I'm stressed? And he was like, I don't know. I just woke up and I felt you need me to come and help you with this kind of technique. And he told me, like, I am very spiritual and I feel people and you are a good friend. So I decided to come and help you with that. It just happens very intuitively. And that's the nice thing about the, how do we say, meditation makes you on more connection with stronger powers in the universe.
Deep breathing.
Deep breathing. It changes my life, changes my patients' lives, changes my, I'm trying it with my son because he's anxious and I'm trying to make him call. Try deep breathing before you go to an important meeting and you will see how more control you're going to be reacting. But deep breathing is every day, at least twice a day, and do it through a known easy way that is simple, that is easy to make, like 4-7-8 by Andrew Weil, Dr. Andrew Weil, the one that we talked about before. 4-7-8, you take a deep breath in 4, hold for 7, breathe out for 8. Wonderful technique.
Let's see, going for a walk.
Going for a walk. This is just relaxing to change the scenery. Helps with any form of depression. I don't consider walking as an exercise. Walking is helping your body, helping your mind, but it's not exercise. It's better than nothing, of course, but don't fool yourself. Walking is good, but exercising is different. It's relaxing. Exercise is stress. So walking is relaxing. Exercise is stress. I want to stress on that.
Phone lines are open at 855-752-4842. Your thoughts, Dr. Omar and I, because you are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. We're going to continue this conversation.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Here's a community reminder for you from the Buzz of the North. The Hayward Community Food Shelf is available for you each first Saturday of the month. Located at the Hayward Community Food Shelf at 16216 U.S. Highway 63 in Hayward. Again, the food shelf is available the first Saturday of the month from 9 a.m. until 12 noon. Another community reminder for you from the Buzz of the North.
Max Inc. Radio.
We're replaying the amazing live performance from an 11-year-old, plus new music from around the state. I'm Terry Barr.
Saturday and Sunday night starting at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
In this segment of the Thanksgiving Best of the Earl Ingram Show, Earl continues his discussion about managing your stress.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. We are talking about how to manage stress. And, you know, Dr. Omar, we talked a little bit about walking right before we went on break. Let me add healthy diet.
Healthy diet. Oh, my God. It's very important because when people are stressed, they don't eat well or they have irritable bowel syndrome. And then I ask the next question, so what are you eating? And they say, like, I just eat potatoes, or I just eat carrots, or I just eat kind of bland food. So nutrition is very important because you are what you eat. The nutrition that you take, you must be able to digest the food, take the nutrients, and then kind of all of this healthy bacteria in the body, trillions of bacteria need to be nourished so it can support you and be in optimum shape. So nutrition, eat breakfast, focus on breakfast. And then if you want to fast after eating breakfast. And funny thing, my wife was just telling me that her Oura Ring, a wearable device, is telling her that she's younger than her heart age. So like if she's like 40, her ring is telling her she's 35, and she tells me, I think the secret to this is that I eat breakfast and I don't eat dinner. I eat breakfast and lunch. So if we see the animal kingdom, we see that the animals, like the tiger, would be eating, feeding a heavy meal, all right, a gazelle, and then wait between the next meal. there's fasting that happens there. So I am not against fasting, but I am with calculated fasting, like to eat the right meal, then wait until the next meal and not snack in the middle. This helps our body to rev up, get rid of the toxins, and prepare for the famine or the hunger that can come. Oh, there is no famine or hunger. We're feeding now. So it's kind of, I like the balance in what we eat.
Yoga.
Nutritious food.
Yoga.
Yoga. Oh, this is excellent for the vagus nerve support. The vagus nerve is what helps us to relax and be in control and do things. Some people can do yoga. They love yoga. That is great. Helps them with spirituality, meditation. And with yoga also, I put spirituality in any form of prayers, but yoga is highly encouraged, and it just helps to calm down and help the neurotransmitters in the brain that helps to tell your whole body, just okay, take it easy, take it easy. There is time to relax. And then with yoga, there is breathing, and it's a form of exercise, and it's a form of exercise that's also relaxation.
You know, eliminating stressors, right? How do you?
Yeah,
you can't eliminate your family, right?
I'll tell you a simple thing that you can do in order to eliminate part of the stressors in the day. When you go to sleep, switch your phone to airplane mode or leave it out of the room where you sleep. That sends a message to your body, to the primitive brain, and to your whole system. It's okay to relax through the night. Nothing will bother me. And I promise you, if you have a loved one that who's going to call you at night to tell you, I am sick, you're not going to be able to help them. You're going to tell them to call 911. So you're only going to help them when you are awake, when you are feeling like you can actually help them. So making your, unless you're a doctor who needs the patient to work next to you, just switch off. Take it easy. Just get rid of the screens 1-2 hours before you go to bed so you can live your life, sleep, and relax.
You know, Dr. Omar, this segment that we do weekly is invaluable, and I talk to people who listen to it and who swear by it. And, you know, I can only, you know, speak for myself. And I always look forward to having this conversation and dialogue with you. Even if we weren't on the air, I would love having this conversation and dialogue with you because I've learned so much about me, about my body. Excuse me, about the way my body works. And all these different systems in my body, and that they all need individual management. Is it safe to say that? I mean,
we learn from each other, and I learn a lot from you and from meeting with you and kind of understanding your specific situation, your personal drugs and supplements and your life. That helps me to research what we can do in order to help you. And that is the layer that is missing in today's healthcare, is listening, understanding what the customer, what the patient needs. And that's what we have achieved. So I'm very proud of what you say, Earl. Thank you.
Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you again?
You can call at the pharmacy 262-429-9429 or go to willtopiarx.com.
All right, we'll see you next week. Up next, Professor Bob Harvey will be joining us, and we will be talking about what is the truth about the outcome, the real truth about the outcome of the election.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time for a special Thanksgiving show. We'll give you some updates on the season and also some best ofs of the year. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.